W4ATP, N4DDS.
DS, W4ATP.
Time window open up, so if I can relieve either you or Matthew, maybe till 5, I'd be glad to do that, monitor traffic, and send anything on to Columbia.
All right, I would appreciate that. I talked to Matthew a minute ago, but if you can jump in, I've got a call with SCEOC at 4, and I can use this time to get my thoughts together for tomorrow's activities and so forth. So appreciate the help there, and I'll jump back on this net after the meeting at with SCEOC ends. W4ATP.
Okay, Tom, I would just add that I did lose internet this afternoon. We had it through the storm, but it went out this afternoon, so it's Winlink only. I can still text, but for emails, Winlink only. Okay, sounds good. I'll monitor in 4DDS.
This is KO4HKX. Looking for information for Western North Carolina, Upstate South Carolina, repeater coverage, obviously, for banks, ATMs, grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations, hardware stores, generator locations, you know, available supplies. If anybody's got anything, appreciate you relaying that in here. KO4HKX.
KX, KA2TXJ.
KA4TXJ, I believe it was.
KA2TXJ. You're copying the W.E. Willis at Highway 101 and Pine Street, Highway 101 and Pine Street, which is located in Greer Taylor's, is open and pumping gas.
Cash or card only?
Don't know. You know, I'll stop by and try to find that out. K2TXJ.
W.E. Willis. Give me your call and go ahead.
Kilo 2, Hotel Mike Echo. This is Dwayne. The QT at the corner of Whitehorse Road and Forest Bridge Road, both the QT and the Sphinx across the street have fuel.
The QT and the Sphinx on Whitehorse and Forest Bridge Road have fuel.
That's Forest Bridge, F-A-R-R-S.
Roger that, Forest Bridge. I say that every time. I mean to say Forest Bridge. I know right where you're at.
All right. No problem. K2HME.
I'm bringing that in here. Any information for the Hendersonville, Asheville area, Brevard areas that can get in here? Just trying to pass information out.
AK4LAZ, I am on frequency monitoring and logging any traffic.
KK4LAZ,
Jim down here in Greenville, and I'm standing by. I'll be on frequency until around 5:30, assisting with logging efforts.
It's kind of slowed down here this afternoon.
So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but either way, I'll jot down anything I hear.
Roger that. I'm just trying to let people know there's somebody on frequency. We're trying to get information. Looking for information for the Brevard, Hendersonville, Asheville, Buncombe County areas up this way because we've gotten very little reports from anybody. So if anybody has anything, we'd appreciate you bringing it in. KO4HKX.
4HKX, KC4EZN.
Go ahead, Harry.
For those folks who are listening to your repeater or who can get into our repeater 691, we are going to have our 8 o'clock Monday information net primarily just to check in, make sure we're still around. No conversation, not interested in how your dog's doing or anything like that, but just a very, very quick net so we can keep the repeater open for emergency traffic. But I know Sid checks into our net, and don't know whether he's listening to us, but I know he listens to you folks. So anyway, just let that pass through, and if you got any specific question about what's going on up here, give it back to me, and if I can answer it, I will. It's Casey for EZN.
Harry, first off, we have not heard from Sid. The guys in the Hendersonville group are looking for information on him. We've been looking since yesterday. So if you hear from him, please relay it back down here that we can let them know. And just looking for where people can get supplies, you know, fuel, water, gas, generators, you know, pharmacy, that kind of stuff, because we're relaying it out over WGCR frequency, the AM 720, so that we can cover more area. They cover a wider area than we do. So just trying to get as much information passed out as we can.
That's essentially what we're doing up here. The local iHeart radio stations, and I think you've got an office in Greenville down there, have been simulcasting over, I don't know, five or six different stations that they're connected with up here in the Asheville area. And they've been doing the same thing that we've all been doing, passing on information. And and they're, if you've got phone service, you can call them. We're still, as amateur radio operators, we're still alive, and we have people out who can give us, you know, eyeball information. So, anyway, I'll turn it loose, and thank you for being there, Patrick. And I say there is a guy in Penrose, I don't remember his name or call, but he gets into the 9-1 machine. I think he's retired, but he does get into our repeater well enough to be understood. So there is a connection. He's evidently far enough out from behind the mountain that he can hear us, and he normally checks in Monday morning. Now, I did not hear him this morning. Anyway, we'll turn it loose. KO4HKX, KC4EZN.
For coming in here and letting us know what's going on up that way. I appreciate it. And if you hear from Sid, please relay that information back down here to me. Several guys coming in here looking for him. KO4HKX.
That KC4EZN.